بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. We continue إن شاء الله تعالى with our تذكرة session, exploring some of the verses that we will recite in the Taraweeh this evening. From among the ayat and the verses that we will recite in the 25th juz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Surah Ar-Rum. In the beginning of this chapter, Allah azza wa jal foretells a phenomena that will unfold perceivably against the norm in the future, where Allah speaks about the dominance and the victory of the Byzantines, the Romans, over the Persian Empire. At the time, this seemed like something very far-fetched, the weakening of the Roman Empire or the weakening of the Persian Empire, and it seemed like something very far-fetched. Allah Azza wa Jal, a few verses later, gives you and I a very powerful reminder in relation to the limit of our knowledge. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah makes mention that they know only the apparent of the life of this world. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. And from the hereafter they are negligent, they are ignorant, they have no understanding of this. In the world that we are living, and to give this a contextual reminder, in the world that we are living, Allah Azza wa Jal indicates to us the limit of knowledge that human being has acquired. Ultimately, the sources of knowledge for human being and insan are either through their sensory experiences, the sense of sight, hearing, touch, smell, and taste, or either through that of life experience accumulated over multiple centuries. This becomes the end all of human endeavor when it comes to the matter of knowledge. And Allah put that into perspective earlier in the 15th juz, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That insan, know your limit, that with all of your generations and centuries and decades of knowledge, ultimately your knowledge is very limited to nothing. The context for you and I, the takeaway in this, that ultimately science, it has a limit in what it can offer. Quran speaks about this. Quran indicates to this the limitation of science. Unfortunately, in the day and age that we are living, if this is given a place where it doesn't belong, it leads to the disaster which we face today in the name of scientism, and sometimes interpreted as atheism, where science is not qualified to comment about. It starts assuming a place glorified, and to such an extent that this disaster becomes glorified. As we know, in many a Muslim country, sometimes closeted apostates become famous on social media for having adopted this perception that life ultimately is understood and is explained by the intellect. Or, if this is not the case, it leads to intellectual apostatism. What is intellectual apostatism? That the Muslim on the surface, ultimately in appearance, in utterance, but the mind becomes so corrupted because it filters out through its own experience what it does not understand. And Allah gives a reminder to you and I, a very powerful one at that, that يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. That ultimately, human being, insan, there is your knowledge and there is the knowledge of wahi, which answers questions and only begins where the intellectual capacity and experience of human being ends. May Allah give us understanding and tawfiq.